that dick in my ass.
Legit Fat Podcast.
I like China.
We're going to retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Well, hello, welcome back to Legit Bat. I'm Joe, Jen is with me.
Hello.
You can say hello into the mic.
Hello. Hello. Right into the mic.
How's everybody out there?
What up, retarded faggots?
And we tonight have a special guest from Unjected.com, the founder, actually. If you're not familiar with that, it's a Unjected dating site where people, you know, the pure bloods can gather and mingle their various body fluids without worrying about spike protein, is the idea. And also the Unjected show. Did you say you're still doing that show?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Sweet. So yeah, you can check her out on podcast too. And also good friend of our buddy Scott from, I was going to say Truthzilla again, but Rebunk News. And so yeah, glad we could finally get her on a bit. We've been trying for a while. We did go on another show with her one time. And I think your co-host at the time.
Okay.
I don't remember her name. Yeah. It was a while ago.
That was a while ago, huh?
Yeah,
it was.
Time flies.
But for anybody who doesn't know who you are, Shelby, I didn't even mention her name, Shelby of Unjected.com. Yes, cheers to me. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and what you do over at Unjected?
For sure. Well, my name is Shelby Hosanna. I am a mother of three in Maui, Hawaii. And yes, I help unvaccinated people find each other and repopulate the planet after the biological weapon was released upon all of us. And yeah, Unjected. So I know you mentioned Unjected.com, but now we are actually back in full swing as an app, which is very exciting. Nice. So actually, you can download Unjected on the Apple and Google Play Store.
Nice. So the website isn't even, it's just only mobile now?
It's only mobile now. We'll have a desktop version coming out again. But for right now, yeah, we're just back on the app world.
Well, it's probably a smart way to go since nobody really, you know, goes on websites anymore.
Right.
It's all apps.
Did you have an app originally? And then what happened?
So we first launched as an app in spring of 21. And then, I mean, we quickly had garnered a ton of people that were just flooding onto the app, and it had gained some, you know, mainstream media attention. They were really having a lot of fun making jokes out of us. But a woman at Bloomberg had reached out and she said, "Oh, I want to do a story about Unjected." And she called Apple for a comment at the time. And she says, "Hey, Apple, why do you let all of these, you know, murderous anti-vaxxers, you know, be on your platform? Like, don't you think that you're promoting the pandemic by allowing them there?" And they're like, "What app are you talking about?" And they literally just deleted us.
They just hate science. That's all.
Yeah,
they
right.
Hate science. they
were super vaccinated at the time. And so, yeah, they just deleted us that day. Do not pass go. And they nuked us off the app store. And then Google really caught wind of that pretty quickly. And Google's a lot more ghetto. They allow pretty much anything over there. But they would start sending us warnings. They would go through people's profiles and they would circle stuff in red, or they would circle something they posted, and then they would send it back to me. And they're like, "As a developer, you need to delete this harmful misinformation, or you need to delete the user that's making this misinformation." And I was like, "Well, no, I'm not going to do that. This is our First Amendment." And so they just made the app basically unusable because they were flagging us every single day, all day. And so then we kind of were like, "Well, you can't fire us. We quit. We're out of here." And we went to that's when we went to Unjected.com. So that's where we were for years. So we only snuck back onto the app stores just this last fall. in October. And I mean, no warnings yet, knock on wood.
Yeah, this is a good time to be back in the app world for Unjected, because at 2021, that's when every single company was like falling in line with, oh no, you have to be vaccinated. And people were preaching to us because we're up north of the Bay Area in California. And they were saying in San Francisco, if you ever want to go to San Francisco again, you have to be vaccinated. You can't go to any place. You know, everyone was just, ridiculous. The whole city basically shut down. So, but now people are kind of creeping out of the rocks that they hid under for the last few years when people were, you know, realizing that it wasn't that big of a deal and it's not going to be fucking Nazi Germany up in here. Show me your papers. We can just walk freely among you all. And they're like, sorry. We're so now, sorry. Now you guys are back on. It's randomly. It's so weird.
It's not just a good time that, you know, the big daddy savior Orange Man is in the White House, but it's also, it seems like the last year-ish, it seems like the censorship has kind of fallen off a little bit. And I'm not talking about Mark Zuckerberg's fucking, we're not going to do fact checkers. I'm into weightlifting and, you know, punching people in the face now.
So based.
I don't trust that guy farther than I can throw him. And no, it's not because he's a Jew. It's because it's Mark Zuckerberg. And also he's a Jew.
He's pretty swole now. I don't know if you could throw him very far.
Oh, he's got like six face hairs. It's great.
Yes. I think he made it so you can't throw him very far.
They like put a suntan on him. They're like, he's not a clone, we swear.
I am a human. I can drink water now.
Zuckerberg 2.7.5 is much better than the original, the rubber skinned one. You know, we could tell. Now it's a lot harder to tell. Have you been? So that's so crazy. I had no idea that the iTunes or Google would actually be censoring from on high down through the apps that people make.
Yeah.
So that you must have really caught their attention. The weirdest part is, though, like, besides virtue signaling, which you know is a thing, the only, like, why would they do that? They lose revenue. Like, the more people you have on your app, the more money they make, too. So, like, true. What is...
Because they didn't want to be called out as the people who allowed these heathens on the App Store. How dare they? They heathens. Were too scared.
It was definitely like a social experiment. Yeah, they just wanted to, you know, oh, look how good we are. We don't promote the pandemic. We're awesome. We're vaccinating everybody.
We trust Fauci.
Yeah, exactly. We love Fauci. But, you know, it's funny because they, when we first were making the app, like in March of 21, I had like scoured the terms and agreements and there was not one thing about COVID. And so I was like, okay, well, and so then after they deleted us, they literally changed their terms and agreements so they could delete us. And they said that no app containing or that shared information in regard to the pandemic could exist on the platform unless they were like a doctor's kind of like a physician app, or if they were like a university or something.
So and they let a WebMD app on there, which is full of dog shit.
So, you know, they made like a $500,000 call to their lawyers right after they heard from the lady from Bloomberg. Like that 100% happened.
Totally.
They did not
so
want
to
get sued.
We were proud of that, though. But I mean, we're glad to be back. I mean, I still think they're horrible. And I actually have a lawsuit against them right now. So we'll see if they get mad and try to delete me again. But it's like, try me, bitch.
I'll sue you again.
I think you have a lot more backers this time.
Yeah.
Well, I think there is plenty of people out there, too. And hopefully we can spread the word to some of our single listeners who don't want to be, you know, pumping a spike protein factory for the rest of their life. But like I said before, it seems to have in the last year or so, the censorship seems to have kind of come down a little bit. But then they started in with this new one with the bird flu, which that seems to have taken a nosedive too, because everybody's not even paying attention to it now. They're like, no, we already did this. We're not doing it again. Plus Trump's in there. He'll protect us.
They're not going to do it with the disease again, unless they can legitimately, I mean, do better and like kill people. Is this on YouTube? I'm sorry, but like they did a bad job. Like they didn't scare us. So now people are like, oh, the bird flu, fuck it. I'm never getting vaccinated again. I know so many vaccinated people that regret it. People that were diehard about it, not people who were forced into doing it. Like several of our friends who had to take it and they made a conscious choice. They didn't want to, but they did it. But the people who were like, yeah, I have to, I'm saving grandma. They're like, oh, so many people are out there regretting that shit.
Do you guys know about the Bill and Melinda Gates tabletop exercise they just did in like
another
November?
One?
Another one. So,
is it called
you know, they did their one. in 2019 that like laid out COVID. And so they just did another one. And they're calling it the SEERS pandemic, S-E-E-R-S. And they say it's going to kill like 25 million people immediately, and 15 million of them will be children. And so I do think that the next play, I think that bird flu is probably not it, but that whatever they're going to do, they're going to target the children, because that's how they'll get like total control of the people. Because, you know, if they treated us this way when we were grandma killers, like imagine the mob that would come after us if people thought we were killing their children. Absolutely. You know, like the, it would be like a whole new beast that we're dealing with. And well, so
how you get out of that is you just tell them that it's okay, because he was going to be a really late term abortion anyway. So, and then they'll be okay with it.
But that's, you're right though. That's a way.
Straight.
And white. Oh my gosh. No.
White male.
So yeah, you're absolutely right, because everyone, even like we would probably, if our kids were on the line, you know, right. I'm not saying we would get vaccinated immediately or anything like that, but I'd probably be paying attention really closely to see if kids exactly. really were dying, because if they were really killing kids, that's basically the same as them coming to your house and putting a gun to your kid's head and being like, yep. hey, what are you going to do? Are you going to fucking fall in line, or are you going to let me shoot your child in the head?
Yep.
And that's the choice people feel like they're making.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I do wonder if it's like the lipid nanoparticles of like everyone they've already injected, you know, like, are they just going to like turn them on, you know, and like those will be the people that are getting sick, or like the children that were vaccinated with COVID, like do they just have like a sleeper cell kind of situation going on in there, and that's how they'll do it?
I feel like it's, there's too much information out there that people would notice if all of their vaccinated friends started dying, that would get out. So they're going to have to kill some unvaccinated yeah. too, just so that they can put that in the media so that everybody's scared.
Right. And it doesn't yep. matter, because the actual statistics, like all purpose mortality, you know, data sheets and all that never show up till like a year or two later.
Oh yeah.
So that's what happened in 2020, where everybody was waiting for like the CDC or whatever puts out that, you know, all cause mortality graph. It didn't come out. I don't think I saw it till like 2022, maybe the end of 2021. And then you looked at the numbers and you're like, something's not adding up here.
Yeah.
Because there really wasn't that many more deaths.
Yeah. They had a lot of fake stories
and also,
too.
None
I
of
felt like there were a
the
lot
flu.
Of fake people, like man on his deathbed wishes he got the vaccine. Like,
yeah.
Was there a dog? Was there a dog that died too from it?
Yes, we've yeah. talked about this. Yes, yeah. the dog, the German.
Oh yeah, the zoo animals. They were killing off yeah. snow leopards.
And then the guy in Africa, the leader in Africa, tested a melon and it tested positive yeah. for COVID, and he was like, "Fuck you, this is fake. I'm out. Bye."
And then he got assassinated for that too.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, he tested the. It was a. I think a yeah, papaya and a goat.
Yeah, like yeah, a cat's butthole. I know. You talk about it, this was only 5 years ago. It feels like it was also just a month ago, but 5 years ago. And you talk to any normies now about this, and they still think they did what was right. But their caveat now is, well, we didn't really know what was going on, so we just had to do everything we could, you know. And it's
most
like,
of them
ugh.
Don't. They were so loud in 2020 mm-hmm. and 2021, and they're so quiet now. Like they are almost ashamed to say like I got vaccinated, because they know they're the minority now. But and maybe I'm not saying everyone who got vaccinated was like this. My whole family is vaccinated in Massachusetts. Yeah. That's where they live. I happened to be fortunately away from all of that, but they just did it. Like they just thought, and they weren't like, I hope everyone who's not vaccinated right. dies, but they were just like, well, I'm just doing my due diligence, you know, and they talk about it now like, I don't know. They really don't talk about it at all. It's almost like taboo to talk about it.
I had this guy come over from Facebook Marketplace to buy one of my, like an old oven that I had. And I shamelessly ask everybody if they're vaccinated. Like everyone. And so we're like, are you vaccinated? And he goes, yeah, I got it. And we're like, well, how do you feel? And he goes, a lot dumber.
Oh, nice.
Can confirm.
Awesome. some inklings of revelation in there somewhere. But I mean, here in Hawaii, like, it was like 90% of the population. And I feel like most of them don't regret it. Like maybe there's like 10% regret rate. And the rest were like, no, I'm
I still think, I don't know if it was regional or if it was just truly random, but I still think there's a lot of placebo shots that went out there.
You think so?
Like more than we know, because I mentioned this before, right? I think it was in Virginia, somewhere around there, but they recalled like 30,000 something doses because they were like, oh, sorry, that was actually just saline. You need to come in here and actually get your real shot. And that was just one instance, I imagine. And I would bet that there was the real hardcore ones sent to bigger cities, or like LA, New York, that kind of thing, and then the placebos kind of mixed in with them. But these are all just theories, people, but it makes sense because a lot of people had no reaction, some people fucking died, and other people now have a heart the size of a balloon. So
right.
I also think, so just going back to you asking everyone shamelessly if they're vaccinated, usually, so if I came to your house to buy, a couch or whatever, and I was like, and you said, are you vaccinated? I would automatically assume that you were and that you were super concerned. So
right.
I think that most people do that. And does anyone say no? And are they hostile about it? Because I feel like I'd look at you first and be like, no, like, is it still okay? Like, I wouldn't say that, but I'd make that, my body language would be saying that.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's a good point. Maybe it's my face that like gives it away, because I'm like, I have like kind of like the disgust look of like, did you get that? You get the shot,
That makes sense.
Yeah, you leave with the same face.
I'm like, just like, oh, I like, they say yes, and then I'm backing away. I'm like, ooh, that's too bad,
So that actually looks super welcoming to me. If I walked in your house and you'd said, now flipping it, did you get vaccinated? I would be like, I didn't. Oh, thank God. Your couch is pure.
Then we would embrace and hug each other and be like, you survived. Like,
yeah. Thank you for not shedding like a nanoparticle animal in my house. I appreciate that. So that was funny you bring that up, though.
A foolproof way to we do have an unjected test now. So to actually just circle back on what what we're just talking about with saline. So the doctor that conducts this test, he's tested more than 5,000 vaccinated people. Many of them thought, oh, I think I had a saline. Not one of them had a saline placebo. Every single one had the death shot. So maybe they didn't waste their time, putting out saline. I think like DNA, huge factor. And then like aspiration of the needle. I think that really determined if people got super fucked up or not. If it went right into the bloodstream or it went to their muscle. And then, they were doing it like Walgreens parking lots, like in the sun and stuff, they weren't like keeping those things at stable temperatures. So I feel like who knows? I would like to hope that they got saline because that would be better for them. But
well, maybe, yeah, maybe the answer is because I work for a major delivery company, and we were the first ones to deliver, like in our county, the first ones to deliver a box of the shots. It wasn't me, luckily. I would have just refused to do it probably, but
yeah, just
it was like on the news package and everything. It was like, the first box has arrived in our county, and it's like, ugh. But they had to be kept at like sub-zero temperatures. They were on dry ice, like they, the whole thing, like maybe some of them were just duds by the time they got into the arms,
right.
Or like you said, it has to do with DNA. If it was actually mRNA technology, then it would affect everybody literally differently, so that would make up, make sense too, because I had a few friends that had zero reaction at all, no even injection site pain or anything. It was like nothing happened. But then there's people that,
my whole family had no reaction, nothing. My mom just got COVID though. After she got her like second booster, she was like, do you know that I got COVID after just I got shocked. My second booster? And I said, I've said this on the show before, but I said, well, mom, because I've talked to her about the vaccine for a while, she would beg me to get it. And I was like, I'm not going to. And I let's just change the subject, but whatever. So I told her, I said, mom, if you got COVID after the second booster, it can literally only mean two things. So either it just doesn't work or it gave you COVID. Which one do you want to believe? Because there's literally no other, there's no other
You're
alternative.
Attacking science.
And she was like, well, I just, and it was just the cognitive dissonance. Right. Like she was like, well, I don't know. But then we talked about VAERS stats for a minute and she knew what they were and she thought it was weird. And then she asked me when I was going to get my vaccine. And I was like, mom,
yeah, but you're like,
I know,
it was like
I was
two steps
so
forward.
Close.
So close.
Yeah. I was like, we'll come back to this in a week. Okay. Maybe 3 years.
Are they still like feeling okay? Like, have they had any like health issues that they've?
Nope.
No,
nothing.
Well, that's
no, they're
good.
Just old. Something we all get.
No, but my mom's totally healthy. Like everything's fine. No one had a single thing wrong. And I mean, my sister, she's probably the closest to me, but she's a nurse, and she obviously had to and didn't care. She was like, no big deal. And But she also was like, I said, oh, did you give it to the kids? Because she has 5 kids and they're young. And she goes, no. Like, her response was so quick. She's like, good. No way. Definitely never would. She's like, they're not getting vaccinated. She's like, I had to. I work at a hospital. And I was like, okay, I'm not even going to ask you any more questions because I'm super happy.
Also, we're still getting along, we'll so I'll there. Just shut up.
There. Yeah. Well, no, we always get along. She's awesome. We wouldn't argue, but I was like, this is so perfect.
I stir the pot enough. I don't need to do it with my family, too, unless it's for fun. But so when you're talking about when you ask people if they've been vaccinated, in my mind, I remember the clips you've been sharing, the man on the street, or sorry, woman of the on the street,
yeah,
woman
yes.
of the street. Hello,
injected
Freud.
Woman of the street.
But no, you know, I'm talking about the, you know, like what was that show we used to watch with that super gay dude,
Billy on the Street.
Billy on the
I
street.
Love Billy yeah. on the Street. If anyone hasn't seen Billy on the Street, it's amazing.
It is super gay, entertaining. But so Shelby would go out there on the street in Maui, I'm assuming, and just have the microphone thing and be like, "Hey, so did you get and most people would talk to you. I want to know how many outtakes you had. But what was the weirdest interaction you had with one of those people? Because I think I just saw the curated versions.
Well, honestly, people are very receptive to like answering questions. So surprisingly, like, you don't, I mean, you get a lot of people that just like, you know, like wave you off.
Everybody's like, baked there. They're cool there.
Yeah, they're like, you know, oh, I wanna, I'll you know, fuck around and see what this is about. And I mean, but like, the weirdest one was, and maybe it's because they're foreign, but they definitely, like, English was not their first language. And I don't even know if I posted this. Maybe I did. But I had the vaccine insert, and I actually had went to 9 different pharmacies before someone would give it to me. And I was like, can I have the insert to the COVID vaccine that's inside of your box of injections? And they all were, like, so angry at me. Why do you want that? Why do you need that? We're not giving that to you. And so finally somebody gave it to me and they're like, it's so weird because it doesn't have anything written in it. And I'm like, yeah, so weird. And they gave me the thing. And so it's like a sheet of paper that's like the size of my body. And it's just blank. It says Pfizer vaccine. And then it's blank because they didn't, you know, it's EUA. So they don't have any of the adverse events that are written on it or like safety data information. It's literally left blank. And it says on there, intentionally blank. And so I would take this paper around and I would tell people to unfold it and then like tell me their thoughts about it. And
you should have just drawn pictures on it with crayons.
I don't, right? No.
All right, yeah.
And so this one couple, they unfold it and they're like, what is this? And I was like, well, it's the insert to the Pfizer vaccine. And I was like, do you think that you would have gotten vaccinated if somebody would have shown you this? And they literally like threw it like it was like, you know, had poison on it. And they're like, we can't talk about this. We're not talking about this. Turn off your camera. And they literally like ran away. It was like Mr. Smith style. Like, were like protecting the Matrix and then like ran away. Like,
They shorted out. They literally shorted out.
That was the vaccine. Totally that was like the, anything that's opposed to the vaccine is like, what is it? The activating word to like
trigger
someone to like a secret spy. And they just, yeah, it's like that.
Manchurian
you
candidate.
Say that. Yeah. You said something negative about the vaccine, and they're like, doot, activate like, defense mode.
Yeah, it like clicked on their brain. Ears. They're like, must defend Pfizer. And then, I mean, this probably the worst one was there was these like young guys, and they were surfers. And we were like,
weird.
Are you guys over 18? And they're like, yeah, we're all over 18. And I mean, and sometimes in Maui, it's kind of hard to tell. And they're like, no, we're all over 18. And we're like, okay, do you want to do an interview? And they're like, sure. And so they do an interview. 2 out of the 3 kids were like, oh, I'm completely fucked up. One kid was like, well, I'm sponsored by Volcom and they made me get vaccinated. And now I have all these heart palpitations. And like, they just dish out like a whole fucking story. We have like this whole encounter and tell them about like, you know, McCullough protocol, like, and then, you know, we give hugs, we say goodbye, we post the video. And then like the next day I get this DM from one of their moms and they're like, you knew that they were minors and you posted this video. And I was like, no, I literally have it on camera, them saying they're all over 18. And she like fucking just you. But the bigger issue was is like, cause she couldn't admit that she vaccine injured her son. And so she just decided to attack us instead, like that we were exploiting them. She's like, leave Maui. I'm like, I live here, bitch. Like, I'm not a tourist. Like, you know, like it was like this whole like thing. You know, we're going to call a lawyer.
She's like, go back to where you came from.
I'm like, I have the footage where your son says he's 18. And I'm like, how was I supposed to know? And so
did you start IDing people after that?
Well, I just basically went to like around bars and stuff like where I knew people were 21. Cause I was like, I'm not even going to mess with that anymore. Anybody questionable, like, yeah, I'm like, let me see your ID before I do this. Cause that was
cool. Well, they already lied to someone else before you. So I feel like it's not really fair for you to have to card them, you know?
I know, right? That's so true. And I mean, like, they're getting with it. Like, if you come and talk on a camera, like, you should expect it's posted somewhere, you know? Like, I think people like, what am I just keeping this footage for myself? You know, like,
this is for me for later.
Is that kid sponsored by someone? Like, did that sponsor see it and get pissed and contact the family maybe?
I don't know. No, I think it's just because Maui's such a small island that they just recognize the kids and they're like, they just sent it right to the mom. They're like, look at your son. He's doing an interview.
They're like, hey, it's that one long haired surfer, you know, that guy on Maui. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you never had anybody, like, did you go around with a bodyguard or just a bulky cameraman? Or did you have anybody who's ever hostile or a dick or anything?
No one's ever been hostile, thankfully. I mean, there was like some girls that were like thought that they were in the background of us, and they're like, let us see your video. Are we in the background? We're like, like, you know,
are you using a filter?
Am I the main character in the background of this video? Yeah. Like, stop.
Tag me.
Like, tell me you've never heard of the First Amendment without telling me. I'm like, we're allowed to like film wherever we want. Like, this is,
you're in a public place.
The world we live in, we're in public. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but no, most people are not hostile, thankfully.
That's there. You should try that in like Compton, see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When I went to Vegas, I couldn't get one person to do an interview for me because I think they all thought I was like one of those people that like
like a street performer. Like,
yeah, like I was going to try to charge them money for it or something. Yeah. Like, no.
You're like,
no.
Come
I'm
talk like, to me. In Vegas, I'll charge you $30 to hear it later.
Yeah, like free interview. So that was kind of funny. I got like zero hits in Vegas and I thought I was going to get more. Like, we went down like Fremont Street. I was like, oh, I'm going to get some people to talk about this shit. And like, no, I couldn't even get one person.
Well, also people in Vegas got shit to do. You know what I mean? They got
things, drinks to drink and gamble, money to spend. To drink,
lives to ruin, you know, the whole thing. They got things to do in Vegas. Maybe we should go to like a, I'd be interested to see the response, although we could probably imagine what it would be in like, I don't know, like a small Kansas City or Nebraska.
Right.
I don't mean Kansas City, like a small Kansas City, but yeah, like, you know, Midwestern corn fed motherfuckers. See how they respond to those questions.
Or like downtown LA.
Yeah, get the whole gamut.
All right, so I have a question about just your app in general.
Yeah.
So I want to hear, do you have any amazing story? I don't know. Do people reach out to you and say like, hey, we got connected and we're doing great?
Yes.
And I want to hear these stories because I don't know. Our listeners are mostly dudes and they probably don't give a fuck. But I think we have a couple girl listeners that will like to hear about people meeting online and falling in love because that is what Joe and I did. Yes. We met online on a video game 2,000 miles away, fell in love, and got married. And we've been together
That's
for
before
10
you had
gross
to ask
years.
People. Yeah, it's disgusting. No. this is how. This is before you had to worry about people being injected with random poisons.
Yeah, so. For sure. But we met online is my days. Point. But I want to hear like the long distance, like amazing stories of people who met on injected. If
That's
you have
a great question. Yes, people meet all of the time. We even had an engagement yesterday, another new engagement. But I mean, like countless relationships. I think we're like up to 8 marriages, and then 4 injected babies have been born. There's another baby due this spring. Wow. So, yeah, it really does happen. And I mean, I've had a couple that, gosh, he was from, oh my gosh, Tanzania? I don't even know. Wow. Somewhere super far away.
Tanzania?
She moved from She moved from the United States to go marry him. And they live there happily. Then they have like a off-grid farm. And then I've had somebody move from Jeez, oh my gosh, I can never see. There's too many people, but she moved to Florida to marry some guy, so that was really cute. But yeah, like you know, people have to get used to the thought, especially now that it's you know this weird time. But you know, like the love of your life might not be in your zip code. So like, just like how you guys met thousands of miles apart, like you know, you have to keep your you know your options a little more open. You know, there's fewer and far in between, but like. I feel like people that meet on Unjected, they immediately have like more of a connection because you kind of skip all of the
Yeah,
like
they at least
bullshit
have one thing
courting.
in common.
You
Yeah,
can
you're
just start
like,
out with, can you imagine, their first date? Like, so 9/11 was inside job, right? All right, agreed.
yes, that's literally what happens. You're like, so what about Tower 7? And like, instead of like,
Bill
what,
Gates
what's
has
your
bitch
favorite
shits, right?
color?
Yeah,
Like,
totally. Yep.
you just get like right down to the shit. And you
The
know,
first
and
question though is, did we go to the moon?
then.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
No, we did not.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just like so much more. They're just so like-minded that you just like they really do like fall in love like very quickly. Which is you know it sounds like cheesy to say, but you know when you're not like in this endless sea of like I don't want to like kind of garbage people on Tinder or whatever. You know you're connecting with somebody who. Has a one like a strong personality like they survived the psyop like they're a critical thinker and then there's more to it than just being you know unjected like what about fluoride in the water like what about
Yep.
do you know what do you believe in chemtrails or 5G towers or like what kind of food do you eat and so it seems like the unjected people just kind of are they're unjected from everything they're like you know we're kind of like our
Yeah.
own little subculture.
Well, that's a there's a personality type that's not they
Yeah.
didn't get unvaccinated. They're not unvaccinated by mistake. They didn't just like happen
Exactly.
to walk into the world and like, oh, I just missed it. I missed what happened. So like they're purposely not vaccinated.
Right.
So there's so much of at least even a personality type that they have in common.
Yeah.
Even if like one person does have questions about the moon landing or whatever weird thing, they're probably eager to listen and take it in
Yeah.
objectively and just, you know, form their own opinion about it.
Right, because they wouldn't have found a very niche site like that, or app, sorry,
By
because they
accident,
care about
yes.
it. They care about the fact that
without
they're
searching
unvaccinated.
that out, because they're like, I don't even know about these Tinder garbage people anymore. Like,
It's
on top of
true.
being garbage, now they
Well,
have they're full
Tinder,
of
yeah.
nanobots.
Tinder's just like, I just want to find a one night stand. These people
Yep.
are like, I care about a cause. Sort of.
Yeah.
It's not really like a cause necessarily. I don't know, but
Well,
they
like the
care about
cause for
something.
humanity, you know,
Yeah.
like,
Okay,
yeah,
fair.
like I.
Yeah.
You know, especially the people who want to have families, especially, you know, they're like, no questions asked. Like, you know, they wouldn't even consider having children with somebody who's been vaccinated. So, like, for them, it's like, you know, they're really, people are very serious. I mean, they're very serious about it, which
Oh,
I
yeah.
commend everybody for being that intense about it because I feel like it's that serious. I mean, we don't even know what the implications are going to be yet. So, I
We
mean,
probably might not even know in our lifetime. I mean, I think they sealed up some kind of records or something for like 70 years, or they were trying to, or
They
something. It's
tried.
like
Yeah. They failed though. They
they did,
released
though.
those.
Okay.
But I mean, even in like the next 15 years, I think we'll like know a lot more because you know, there's still children that have been born to vaccinated parents, but like, do we know if those children are even fertile? Like, can they even have children? Maybe those children are all sterilized. Like, so we don't even know what we don't know yet. And I mean, you guys know about the Daigle report, right? The military
Yeah.
report. I
Yeah.
think
We're
in
waiting to see how
2020.
that works out.
Yeah, 2025 was the year that they're saying that we're going to lose 85% of the population. So, I mean, we're already in February. I don't know if that's going to play out, but
Ooh, I wonder if that could be from the vaccine, though. Like you were saying earlier about whatever the thing that they all did, like Event 201 or whatever. But what was it called this time around? You said they did it in
Steers.
November.
I don't remember the number, but you can look it up for sure on
But it
YouTube.
was
Or wherever
okay.
you'd
Those
find it, but it's
spears.
real creepy.
So
Just
what
say
if
like,
that's from like the vaccinated, so the children who were born to vaccinated people and the
right.
vaccinated dying, that would be absolutely insane. Yeah,
Absolutely
I want to
insane.
know what year it's coming, okay? That's all. I just want to know
Well,
the
it's
number so
funny
we can
because
plan the year out, okay?
after the Daigle report became, I wouldn't say common knowledge, but common knowledge in the sphere we find ourselves in, they took it down. And of course, people, I don't know if you can get it on the Wayback Machine or whatever, but I know a bunch of people saved it, but they took it off the, you know, the website. So enough people noticed, they were getting enough clicks on their website. They're like, shit, this isn't supposed to be out here.
Yeah, so why? Yeah, obviously they remove it and they're like, ooh, safe now. Like, or no, that's clearly obvious.
Or is it just to make people scared, or, you know, and then make it look like it's real because they took it down?
We're not freaking out about it. We're not the ones who freak out about things. We just notice things and call it out. So if they think that we're freaking out, they are in for an unpleasant surprise.
We're just way more aware of what's going on. Yeah.
So and we take a minute instead of knee-jerk reacting like people who took the vaccine.
Take a breath, yes.
No offense.
Yeah. Except, you know, Vax Daddy with the whole AI cancer shots, like that was 12 hours in. I was like, wow, like you didn't even wait like a week. You're like 12 hours later.
They're really trying to weed out the people who are aware. Like, they're putting us all through a sifter. Like, the people who are like, die hard Trump, they hated all the shit the Democrats did. That's totally fine too. But now they're sifting them out too. They're like, nope, too far to the right.
Ridiculous.
But we're just kind of stuck here. Like, we're the little rocks rattling around. Like,
So the Deagle report could be a combination of the, you know, the clot shot or, you know, reactions later on, or turbo cancers they've talked about, you know, who knows. But then it could also be whatever's going on with what Trump's doing, of course. So where do you, like, what do you think about the whole Trump thing? I mean, obviously he's been in war mode the last couple weeks. Ever since he got in, he's just raging boner, just started walking through people and hitting them in the face with it. Whoa. Just like, boom, boom, I'm here now. It's the best penis you'll ever see. Here you go. And some of the things he's done has been pretty great. The USAID thing, exposing corruption, apparently, that people have known about. Well, some people have known about for decades.
Right.
But what do you think? What's your general opinion on the whole, what's going on right now in Washington?
You know, I want to like have the best, you know, like I want to hold like the highest frequency, like, oh, you know, things are going to get better. But like, I'm like, there's still the elites, you know, running this show. And so I mean, I didn't vote anyways. I never have. But like, it just seems like a, like, kind of like he's helping usher in the New World Order by like creating like this. Because, I mean, like, Trump people, and I'm probably going to offend some people listening, but, like, there's, a lot of, like, cult mentality around it, you know, where, like, you can't question your leader at all. And if you do, then you have Trump derangement syndrome. And it's, like, that, you know, like, how did they get so far right that they're, like, lost all their discernment? And it seems like with this, like, little buddy-buddy thing he's got going on with Elon, like, it's a perfect combination for ushering in digital currency and, you know, digital ID and like just all the
stuff we've been terrified about for the last 5 years.
And now it's like, oh, it's fine. He's going to save everybody. Or like, what the fuck are you on? Like, what are you smoking? Like, can you share? Because I don't know what reality you're in, but like, I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know. It just feels uneasy to me. And then I'm disappointed with RFK. Like, I've always been, like, super suspicious of him. But then when he went on his Senate thing and then just fucking was like, oh, vaccines are great. I recommend that parents follow the CDC schedule. Disowned Children's Health Defense. And, oh, Operation Warp Speed was amazing. I was like,
oh. You said that way better than him, though. Project Warp Speed was amazing.
She said it so that people could understand, which is fantastic.
Robert F. Kennedy.
Yeah, of course he did that. And I totally agree with you. I think it's so weird to see. I mean, I feel like there were so many people around us that were like, we were all on the same page. And then they just like, it moved a little and we're like, whoo! And we're like, oh, you're all the way over there now. That's crazy. Because I'm still super suspicious as well. Yeah, sure. It sounds great. Everything's going to be amazing. Guess what? Joe and I, we were in the same boat as you. I don't know if you want me to speak for you, but we didn't vote this time either. We're just like, I don't think it's going to do anything anymore. I don't think I'm ever going to vote again. We both said that, but there's no point in voting. Whatever. Yeah. The media and the people, not really the people, but the people in power are going to do what they're going to do. So we just have to deal with it and roll with it. I think we do. I want to be hopeful, though. I like to have faith in humanity and say if we just, not necessarily ignore it, but
still do our own thing. Our intention should not have anything to do with what's going on in politics. Pay attention to it, though. See what's going on so you can roll with the tide, but make sure that you're not focusing on it or worrying about it too much.
Well, yeah, and being suspicious of it all is not, I mean, if you're looking at it objectively and not, you know, doing the right left thing, all that they did is take the super old car and paint it a different color, and we're like, wow, right. That's a nice new car. And they're like, yes, it is, isn't it? You've never seen this car before. Like, they're ushering, like you said, they're ushering in the same shit they were anyway.
Yeah.
But they just kind of gave it a different zip, and they have Elon and other creepy dudes, Altman and Ellison, fucking creeps. And so, and they're right up there with them trying to do this shit.
But if Biden was running that shit right now, like Shelby was kind of saying, the people who are diehard Trump supporters, they would be so angry. Right. They'd be like, oh my God, it's communist China, fuck this. Yep. But now they're like, oh, it's okay. They're just watching as far as they... Like, this is exactly what they wanted to do. That's what I think COVID was all about. Not killing people, seeing how they can control people. And it's harder now. Or maybe it's easier because of the internet.
It's easier in a different way now.
Yeah. People are, like, very easily manipulated through media. And then even, you know, these, right-wing influencers that, you know, have come to be, like, in the last 5 years, like, there's so many of them now, and they all kind of, like, all have this same narrative too. It's like very, like, Operation Mockingbird, you know, where they're just like, you know, repeating like whatever the establishment kind of like wants them to.
Well, it's like the alternative establishment now.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, I don't want to be blackpilled, but like, I don't believe in any of that. That's why we just have to, like you were saying, like, we just got to get out of that. Like paying attention to the politics, it's like, not going to save us. You know, we just need to detach and build our own systems, because the farther away from it, like, the better.
I pay attention to politics like I watch football. Like, the Super Bowl was technically on in the house, but I was like cooking and doing other shit. I wasn't actually like paying attention.
I think we should pay attention to politics in a tactical way. Like, I don't think we should pay attention in an emotional way. I just want to see what they're doing. It's like watching, if you were on a mountain and you knew your enemy lived in the valley below, you'd watch them every now and then to see what they're doing, but you wouldn't be like invested in what they were doing and care. You'd be like, oh my gosh, this person moved over here today. I hope they're good. No, don't care. No emotional investment. But I just want to know, in case they get closer and closer to our base, and then we can tell if they're going to attack.
I agree with that. Yeah, 100%. Just keeping a watchful eye. Too watchful.
Definitely not too much investment in it, especially when it comes to like blowing up on people on Twitter over get the fuck over it.
Oh,
have you ever had people who... Okay, so about the app again. Have you ever had people who met and connected and then they found out they were... Have you ever had any, like, moles who, like, came in and said they were unvaccinated and then turned out to be fully vaxxed?
I mean, none that have, like, pulled the rug over on people. We definitely have had, I call them vax afflicted, where, you know, they've ended up on the app because they feel, like, regretful of their decision. But then, you know, they're pretty honest about it. You know, they do tell people, I was vaccinated or whatever. And, of course, they end up getting denied, you know, because people are
That must be like someone being like, sorry, I have HPV. I just want to be super upfront.
Yeah.
That's like what people have to do on regular dating sites anyway, don't they? Or they should. I don't know if people do that, but...
You don't have to disclose if you have AIDS.
But so, I mean, we have like a whole... So I know I mentioned the unjected test. So now we do have a test if people want to take it. So they can, like, if they're... But, like, you know... I mean, hopefully you would have trust in your partner that they're telling the truth.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a fine line, like, right there.
Yeah, like, that's where you should probably start, is like with trust. But, you know, they're kind of easy to spot out. You know, I feel like if you just start asking some discerning questions, like, what was 2020?
Yes, we talked about that with Scott, and Scott agreed. I was like, I feel like you could just talk to someone for a minute. Yes, and you're right. Discerning questions. That's what you do. Yeah. And just, depends on their opinion.
I am your COVID test, ma'am. I will determine whether you've been vaxxed or not. Give me five minutes.
You know, like, I one line I've used before is like, tell them to send a picture of themselves at a protest rally in 21. Like, you know, or like, you know, what's their favorite doctor, the freedom movement, or, you know, like, they, you know, you could spot them out pretty easily.
Or you could just say, what color is your hair? Or has it ever been this shade of blue?
But there is, so we have an unjected verified process too. And so kind of like what you were saying, like, so people actually sign an affidavit stating that they're unvaccinated and that it could be considered sexual misconduct to lie to your partner about your vaccine status.
Just like HIV. Not just like HIV, but it's like the HIV movement where they were like, you need to test, you need to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's illegal to, you know, like willingly infect somebody. So it's like literally the same kind of concept. And I mean, nobody's lied through their affidavit. But, you know, the injected test is really cool. Like, if you really want to know, because, you know, it's like AIDS, right? So even if you're unvaccinated, but you've been sleeping with a vaccinated person, you're pretty much vaccinated now. So, you know, you can't really claim your injected status like you maybe imagine you could, you know, because that mRNA is transferring and that spike protein. So you can get vaccinated by having sexual relations. I mean, it's not the same as getting it right in your bloodstream, but you will get.
Have you met someone who's had that happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we see it in the numbers all the time with the injected test.
No way. They're like, I didn't get vaccinated. I didn't get the shot. Holy shit. I actually didn't know that was real.
Oh, yeah. The mRNA transfers, the nanotech transfers, and then the spike protein, and then, you know, like God knows what else. But. Yeah, it's all measurable, and it happens all of the time. I mean, people tell me these horrific stories of like, oh, and my DMs are full of them, but like, oh, a man goes to sleep with this woman who lied about her vaccine status, and he was literally paralyzed in her bed. Like, he couldn't get out of bed the next morning. He was paralyzed for 3 months after having sex with her. Women that have gotten myocarditis from their vaccinated husbands, I mean, cancer from sleeping with vaccinated people, strokes, like immediate stroke outs, basically, from being around them too much. And
this is terrifying. Then it could be something like, sorry, just really quick, like with the HIV thing, they were saying it was transferring through like a doctor who maybe had a cut in his glove or something like that. So people could be going through this and having no idea, even if they're married. You know what I mean? Like my dentist could have touched my tooth and I have it now.
Or think about people that work in hospitals. Like everybody's got it now. Like if you work in a hospital, I mean, shit.
Well, so it transfers in breath. So in your exosomes, in saliva, in sweat, semen, vaginal fluid, breast milk, and blood. So anybody with a blood transfusion, abso-fucking-lutely. Because even just one bag of blood, like, typically has about 50 different donors' blood in it. So you can just do the math there. Like, that bag of blood is 99% vaccinated. And then you're getting that right into your bloodstream. But, like,
that is barbaric that we still do that.
Yeah. But what I've seen and like what we've seen in like our own like test results is like most people are strong enough to fight off the exposure from like exosomes, you know, like you can, if you're in a, you know, traveling on a plane or like you're, you know, getting close contact with them and they breathe on you, you know, you're not going to get like immediately vaccinated. But the more exposure that you have, like if you're raw dogging somebody who's vaccinated, like, you know, you're serious. you might have gotten vaccinated. So definitely just the more exposure, you know, is going to determine your outcome. For sure.
Imagine no wonder Fauci had a thing with this, because this is right up his alley. This is what
AIDS all over again. Fauci gave us all AIDS again.
Yeah. I imagine it has to do with how many of the shots people got too. Like, if somebody just got like the first one and maybe it was maybe not Pfizer, maybe it was a different one, and then never got another one, I wonder if it wanes after time. Have you seen that at all?
The spike protein can, those mRNA. So, yeah, there is like measurable, like, the more shots that you have, the more mRNA that you'll get in your test result. But you can like detox some of the spike out of there. Like, you know, there is like some proven remedies to be effective, but like you're always going to be like producing it because you've coded your DNA to do that now. So it's not like, and I mean, I don't get me wrong. I think people are miraculous. I think the human species can overcome, you know, so much. And maybe if people like were on that vibrational level they could probably maybe heal themselves, but I don't think that the general population, I mean, you'd probably have to be like a monk, you know, like most people are not like meditating into like the zone where they can heal all the cells in their body and like restructure their DNA and stuff. You know, maybe is it possible, but like, and then in the mice studies, they were showing that it was transcribed into like liver cells, for example, for four generations of mice. Before they just gave up the study, they just decided to stop doing it because they didn't like data that they were getting. But it could be, right. They're like, let's just stop looking into this. But I mean, it could be forever for all we know. We don't really know yet. It's like,
yeah, that is the problem. What is the test that you have to confirm? Is it a mouth swab? Because you could sneak it up on people. Oh, damn.
Is it a PCR test?
We're not PCRing anymore.
Like, if somebody's on inject and they have some questions, if it was just like a swab or something, you could do it while she's sleeping and drooling. You know, just
you could bring a magnet with you on your first date, like see if it sticks to them. So it's actually this really incredible doctor that we met at one of our injected mixers in Phoenix, but he lives in Virginia or West Virginia. But his name's Dr. Will Spencer. And he's been doing this work for actually like 30 years, but it's just the last 5 years that he started tailoring it more to like mRNA. But it utilizes a super old technology called radionics. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Describe it. Let's see.
The Flexner Report like tried to bury it in the early 1900s. But like essentially like every single thing has a frequency, like whether it's a plant or a, you know, an organ, like even like your left eye compared to your right eye, like everything vibrates at a measurable frequency.
Is this like Rife and machine stuff?
Very similar to that. Yes. Okay. So it's not a Rife machine, but he actually created his own machine for it. And so he's gathered frequencies to literally about 400,000 different things that he does testing for. And so this is where it's kind of a mind bender, but your photograph, so even if you just take a picture of somebody with your phone, it definitely is like quantum, going into the quantum field here, but your photograph is a living, breathing, biometric measure of where you are on the planet and your auric field and all of the frequencies inside of your body. So even if you took like a picture of somebody as a child, it would still give you the result of them in the current state, because time and space really don't exist. So you can actually use a photograph, but some people are like really like they don't understand that concept. So you can also use a hair sample if you want, but you can send that to Dr. Will. And then he's now collected the frequencies to, there's actually 15 different manufacturers that make COVID shots. So we all know like Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, but there's 12 other manufacturers that also make them. So he's collected vials and samples of all of these shots, and then he measured the frequency of all of them. And so if you've had the shot, you will have the frequency in your body because it vibrates at its own level. And so then basically he just runs your photo or your hair sample, and whatever is in there will bounce back. And I mean, anything, like you can find out about your hormones. You could find out about your brain health, your lungs. I mean, anything. I mean, he gives you about 80 different touch points, but if you have mRNA, it will bounce back. And then he can measure it. Like he has like a certain number system. So you'll get like a reading back for mRNA, spike protein, nanotechnology, even like SV40, because that was in a lot of the shots.
It's like a quantum X-ray.
It's very interesting. It's a mind bender for sure, but it's
and one it's 100% accurate.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
How many people did he test to get the frequency for COVID? Like how did he know?
Well, so he got the frequency from the vials. So you test the vials frequency. So that's, but like he could literally tell somebody what vaccine they've had just based on
the frequency. That was going to be my next question.
That bounce back. So even like shedding, like the spike protein, he can even tell you what manufacturers are shedding on you. I mean, it's very detailed. And yeah, it's one of the coolest things I've ever come across in my life. And it's so far the only thing that we've been able to find that like is like definitive. I mean, there's definitely like you can go to like LabCorp and you can get a like a spike evaluation test, but it'll just give you like a general range. And even if you've had COVID, you'll have spike in your body. Or if you've been shed on a lot, you'll have spike in your body. So it won't tell somebody if you're unvaccinated or not, you'll, because either way, you could still have spike in there. But like, I mean, I got tested and I was all zeros, you guys.
Nice.
Proudly all zeros. So that's kind of like what I was saying. Like, and I've been on planes and I've been around vaccinated people. I'm not like a hermit or whatever, but
You're not producing it, so.
yeah, I'm not producing it. It wasn't in my auric field enough to pull an actual frequency. So it's
Nice.
super,
That
super
is
amazing.
wild. That
And
was
it
going to be the
tests
next question, is
baby
if
anything.
you could tell the difference, like the different, signatures of the different shots, and then tell somebody which one they got.
Yep.
That's like some next
Yeah.
level psychic shit, but with
That's
technology.
going to be the next like carnival game. They're like, step right
Which
up. I'll tell you what
shot did you
vaccine you
get?
got. $5.
Which shot did you get? We'll
I mean,
tell you
he
right
even
here.
does like pregnant women. Like, you can take a picture of your belly.
Oh, wow.
And he can actually test the frequency of the baby, even. It's
He's like,
amazing.
this one's gonna suck. Sorry.
But he can test for all sorts of like genetic anomalies, like anything you can imagine. So I mean, he's a really cool dude. Really
That's
cool. Awesome.
awesome.
What's his
Yeah.
name?
Dr. Will Spencer.
Dr. Will
If you
Spencer.
guys go to unjectedtest.com, there's actually like a 2.5 hour interview that we did with him
Oh,
in
nice.
there, where he kind of like breaks it down and gets into the science and stuff. But then he also makes like really cool supplements, because he's also tested the frequency to thousands of supplements, and then food. And he also does like work for like farmers. Like, you can test the frequency of the soil and find out like how much heavy metal is in it and like what kind of toxins are in it. And so he does some really cool work. So
Does
That's
anyone
fucking
come after
awesome.
him for the work he's doing?
He's definitely had like cyber attacks and things like that, but no, he's not been taken out or anything.
Awesome. Not taken out. I just mean, does
Yeah.
anyone try to stop him from what he's
Oh,
doing?
I
'Cause this
mean,
seems like the type of thing that would typically get shut down by big pharma or
he
big
is like a
corporations.
private, you have to, it's a private member association. So people have to like join his
Awesome.
PMA to get tested, which is like, it's like $10. But then, so he's kind of exited the pharma system in that
He's
way. So
legally
that definitely like
protected
helps
very
his,
well
yeah.
with the
Nice.
PMA. Yeah,
Yeah, the PMA
that's
is the way to
nice.
go. But people try to discredit him for sure. But like, it's, when you're kind of buying into like the germ theory and like all of that, kind of world, or like, that's not possible. Things don't have frequency. And you're like, actually, they totally do.
That's
Frequency is the universe. It's kind of
pretty
like
like
Nikola Tesla.
scientifically
Yeah.
verifiable in 2025, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are out of time. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you carving out a little spot for us so we
Thank
could
you guys.
get to talk
Much.
to
This
you.
was great. So
Everybody,
fun.
again, the app is Unjected, and you said you're going to be putting up the website again soon if people would prefer
Yeah, there'll
that.
be a desktop version eventually. Probably like, I mean, I want to hope within the next few months. We've just been like, getting the app to be like seamless. So we're very close to that. So, but yeah, Unjected, go download it. Give us a five
Nice.
star.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. And also, again, you can check out her show, The Unjected Show, wherever you get podcasts. And thank you again, Shelby. We will talk to you all next week. Everybody on audio, YouTube. Well, for now, if this one goes on YouTube, we might get booted.
No,
We'll
we
see.
probably will. I'm sorry.
Not
Nah, it's
now.
fine.
It's 2025. We're good.
I don't give a shit.
Sweet.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Chip Pad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. In. plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.